This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Do you have any regrets about anything you did as chairwoman?
On the contrary, I'm very proud of my tenure as chair of the Democratic National Committee. It was a tremendous honor to be asked by the President of the United States to watch his back, to help bring him across the finish line in 2012, to help re-elect the first African-American president, and to elect Democrats up and down the ballot. Anytime the President asks you to do anything, it's a tremendous honor, and we were very focused on making sure, and we successfully ran a primary that was by the book, that followed the rules, and Hillary Clinton was the winner by more than 3 million votes.
That's, I guess, the ends justify the means there, and by the book, and whose book? I think many people are questioning, even Democrats, the way she ran her tenure there. It's just guilt by association, Scott, all this stuff, it just is kind of slimy. And that's what became real obvious. And for Bernie Sanders and his followers, I mean, this is a real kick in the gut. And I think, like anything, yes, okay, Wasserman Schultz is going to, take her stand and say, okay, I did a great job, I was honored, and the typical political stuff. But this is the typical political stuff that drives Main Street America nuts, because it's like, well, and I guess maybe the other part of it is, too, at the same time, you can't expect her to say, well, yeah, I put my thumb on the scales. I kind of rigged the system here. But the problem with rigging the system is you wonder, you go, how far is the system rigged? We've been talking in the last couple of weeks about voter fraud and, the potential for it. And are we just like a bunch of ostriches when it comes to voter fraud? Do we just turn a blind eye to it and, just all agree, well, it's just so massive of a process and so complicated that we just can't keep up with it. And, it's really, in a lot of ways, it's not a fair fight, because you've got people who probably are employed by these different interest groups who make it their full-time job to game the system, to figure out, okay, what's the latest deal? How can I get around, these things? How can I, tilt the scales here in favor of our guy and our gal? I don't know. To me, it's almost it's like discovering, finding cancer. You open up the body and you just see that it's so rot with cancer. There's nothing you do about it. You just sew it back up,
Well, I think the scary thing. I think the scariest thing is that this kind of shows you where people's mindset is. There's not a lot of outrage about this. I mean, obviously, there's a few. The Republicans have mentioned it, but are they mentioning it because they're actually outraged, or because it's their opponents making the mistake? Their opponents got caught. There's some Democrats that came out, and they mentioned it, and obviously they're mentioning it because their guy's the one that got, overlooked in the whole thing. But outside of that, there's not enough outrage about it, in my opinion. I mean, we've caught them red-handed in not holding a legit primary.
Yeah, but she did it by the book. So then you go, what kind of book are you running?
Well, I could scam a sucker and just say I'm going by P.T. Barnum's book. I mean, there was one born every minute. It's not my fault, right?
Yeah. We did it by Saul Alinsky's book, I guess, or whatever, whatever that means. But, again, I guess you can't expect anything more. I mean, she's going to try to keep up a positive outlook on this thing, and because if she relents in any way, that's going to leave a chink in her armor. And guess what? You know, rule number one of being in office, stay in office. She violates that, right? It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com, and we encourage you to get involved in the conversation. Let us know your thoughts. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. We always love hearing from you. We got Dr. Jerome Corsi we're connecting with here very shortly. He's got a new book out, Partners in Crime, The Clinton Scheme to Monetize the White House for Personal Profit. It has now been released. Dr. Corsi, of course, received his Ph.D. in political science from Harvard University. He's currently a senior staff reporter for WND.com, where he works as an investigative journalist. In 2004, he co-authored the number one New York Times bestseller, Unfit for Command, Swift Boat Veterans Speak Out Against John Kerry. You may remember. Its success permitted him to write full-time on politics and economics, two fields in which he has considerable expertise and experience. And since then, he's written five New York Times best-selling books, including The Obama Nation, Leftist Politics, and The Cult of Personality. So we will be with us here shortly, and we'll talk about this new book, about Partners in Crime and what the Clintons have done, you know, to monetize, you know, their political positions. You know, I think it's hard for them to hide, you know, from all this smoke. You know, everybody keeps asking about a smoking gun. I think it was Charles Krautheimer the other night says he referred to it as a smoking cannon. You know, we're beyond the gun, but you know, I don't know what it's going to take for the mainstream media to really, you know, bear down on this situation. You know, there's probably the concern of, look at, are we going to have an effect? Do we want to have this much effect on an election and disqualify a presidential candidate by our investigative efforts? Maybe that's what has stopped them, you know, and held them back, not to mention the fact that, look, they've been all in, you know, with Hillary and with the Democrats over the years. And would this be just too much of an unconscionable, self-inflicted wound for them to, you know, cut bait, you know, with this candidate? You know, are they just so far gone that there's no room for any kind of sense of integrity? See, and this is the problem, you know, at the very foundation of all of America's ills, is there is such a huge lack of integrity. And sadly, the voters are willing to go along with it. This is what is most disturbing. Is, you know, this is a government of, for, and by we the people. And we're marching step with this. You know, the information is right there. I mean, just go right down the line. And, you know, if you remember, of course, what we choose to remember about the Clinton years when Bill Clinton was in the White House was that, all in all, you know, things were pretty good, you know, financially, economically. But you have to remember what was going on and you know, what helped buttress, you know, the Bill Clinton economic years. I mean, first of all, he got together with the Republicans, and together they fashioned something that made sense, whether it had to do with reforming welfare, you know, his first admission that the era of big government was over. And so he backed off from being so focused on this big government, this wieldy big government that his wife, there's no way. I mean, she really believes. And this is the issue here where we are, and this is the stark contrast of this election. And you got to know, progressives and Democrats are fighting for their life because they're afraid that America is going to finally wake up to this truth. I mean, you know, people are warning and saying, look, there's this groundswell that is not being measured. You know, the pundits and pollsters had a hard time measuring during the primaries with Donald Trump and 16 other candidates for the Republican Party. They wanted to look at it as business as usual. Well, I cannot believe, even getting down to this, that we're so quick to go back to business as usual when the movement that began over a year ago was one of, you know, the people saying, we've had it with insiders. We've had it with all the lying. I don't know if you saw this the other night, but even the cable guy, you know, got out of character. Yeah, and he started, you know, just, you know, calling it out on both sides, you know, the problem, but particularly with Hillary Clinton and her deception that, you know, she looked in the camera, looked straight in the people's eyes and said she did not, she did not, she did not. And it's all turning into one big falsehood. And so, you know, what do we do? What do we tell our kids? It's okay to lie. You know, what is this going to open up? You know, in much the same way that Bill Clinton had an effect on the culture back at the end of the century when he said, I did not have sex with that woman. But yet there were all these other, you know, reports that would indicate differently, maybe a different definition of sex, because it all depended on what the definition of is, right? It got down to that kind of hair splitting. And that question was actually asked, I mean, by an adult. Not by some kid, by an adult. And so what happened? The culture says, well, I guess it isn't sex. So it's okay. And a lot of what happened after, you know, after the impeachment of William Jefferson Clinton was amazing. Was amazing. And I don't know when it'll ever get reported, because it's been underreported in terms of the effect that it had sociologically, particularly on the young people. And there were some reports that I read and books that were written about it, and it's heartbreaking. So here we are, untethered, we've lost our moral compass, and we're going to say, okay, we're going to be open to elect somebody who lies about lying. And has a proven track record. I mean, I don't know how much more you can vet Hillary Clinton than already has been. And either the pollsters are way off here, and they're mismeasuring this groundswell that Kellyanne is talking about. Kellyanne Conway, I'm talking about, that she's referring to. And, of course, you know, mainstream media and others, you know, they kind of poo-poo it. But I sense that it's there. I sense that people, because of the firebrand that Donald Trump is, that people are careful. They're careful about saying they support Donald Trump. Maybe in small coffee clutches with people that they feel comfortable with, they talk about it. But they just don't want to start something. You know, we have enough contention going on in our society today that given the choice, and they say, okay, you know, I'd rather not. Let's let that go. You know, let's not bring that up. Let's talk about anything but. Let's talk about Colin Kaepernick, you know. And can you imagine? Who would have thought, Scott, who would have thought a football player would unite a country? It is amazing. I mean, you talk about polls and how people are, you know, rallying against Colin Kaepernick. His career is already in the balance anyway, sadly. I mean, I thought the guy was very talented. I really did. I mean, here he is. He led San Francisco to the 49, you know, to the Super Bowl not that long ago. But now he has put himself on a trajectory of irrelevance.
Been putting off building your business. Now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Riley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I wanna live this life unsafe, unsure, but not afraid.
Bill Martinez.
Can't push back the mountain, can't stand on the way. I can't see through the darkness, I'll hold up a flame.
Program Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like it, America. It's all about you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour right now. I am Bill Martinez, and Dr. Jerome Corsi is with us, New York Times best-selling author. Has written a powerful expose documenting Clinton Foundation scams. He builds a case for prosecuting Bill and Hillary and shutting down the Clinton Foundation with his new book, Partners in Crime, The Clinton Scheme to Monetize the White House for Personal Profit. Let me say happy birthday, Dr. Corsi. How are you?
Well, great. Thanks, Bill. Yes, and I got a little bit of a late start, had a little surprise happy birthday here at home, and I was it's nice to have another birthday.
Well, and it's nice to have family. I mean, and this is what we realize after it's all said and done, you know, Jerome, is that it's all about family. And when they do something like this, it is so special. So, you know, all is excused. It's always good to have you on, even after it's a birthday morning celebration at the Corsi household.
Thank you very much, Bill. I appreciate your understanding.
Hey, absolutely. Hey, let's talk about the book. Well, I'll tell you, the Clinton Foundation has been exposed big time. As one pundit said, this isn't about a smoking gun. They're just smoking cannons all over the place. What more do they need, right?
Well, it was Charles Ortello, the top analyst here in New York, who 2 years ago really warned me, showed me the Clinton Foundation audited financial statements were fraudulent. I mean, they were just, they're a sham. The numbers are reported, you know, how much did the foundation receive? One number, you don't know where it comes from, you don't know where they spent the number, pass-through accounts and shell corporations. You know, Clinton has W.J. Clinton, you know, W.J.C., LLC, his name, and William Jefferson Clinton, as a shell corporation. All it does is pass money through it, like a money laundering account.
Exactly. That's the same. Yeah.
And so, you know, what you find is that the Clintons use the foundation for a critical state and federal crime, which is called inurement. You know, you don't even have to prove pay to play, which is harder to prove, because inurement is just using a charity with tax advantages to enrich yourself. Mm-hmm. And you're not permitted. I mean, I found programs where the Clintons spend as little as 10% of the money they get in on the charitable purpose. The rest goes to their staff, themselves, their travel, their five-star hotels, their luxury lifestyle. It's ridiculous.
And people need to understand here, Dr. Corsi, that the general rule with charities is, you know, maybe 25, 35% tops, you know, would go to administrative costs. But in this case, it's 90% going to administrative costs. But yet, the spokespeople that talk about the Clinton Foundation say, oh, they've done a lot of great things. You know, it reminds me of the narrative whenever they talk about Planned Parenthood. It's like, ignore all this bad stuff they do because of all this supposed good stuff they do. And at this point, it's all supposed.
And I'm not sure what good stuff they do. I mean, this is a
exactly.
You know, yeah, Clinton Foundation's got a lot of glossy pictures on the website, and you see Bill in Africa. Well, I show that they diverted, you know, tens of millions of dollars from the UN. That doesn't show up in their financials that the UN says they gave to the Clinton Foundation. And the Clintons, for years, bought defective drugs in HIV/AIDS drugs in India at discount and shipped those to Africa. Those drugs wouldn't cure anybody. Mm-hmm. And they ship them out. They have an office in Boston, South Boston. You can't even find out how many people work in the office. That's the office that runs the HIV/AIDS program, the biggest program the Clintons run. And we don't even know how many people work there. We don't know what they do. The financial statements don't give you any details about this office in the warehouse district without any outside signage. You know, I went over there and filmed it, and the only guy who would tell me how many people who worked there was the guy who delivered soda to the place every day.
Wow. Well, this is the deal, you know. Like you say, when this is all one big scam and shell, you know, they've been able to get away with this, and it seems that whenever there's money involved, and especially if it's government money, which is we the people's hard-earned money, like what happened in Haiti. The Clintons managed to, you know, land there like buzzards.
look, you've got to ask. The Hillary Clintons come out of the White House, they say they're broke. You know, they owe $10 or $12 million in legal fees because of Bill's sexual exploits. And now they're each worth $100 million net worth. You gotta ask where that money came from, because the only jobs Hillary has had were Senate and, you know, Secretary of State. They don't pay $100 million.
Right.
And Bill Clinton hasn't had a job except for the foundation. And the speaking fees don't show up in the Clinton Foundation financials. You don't see speaking fees listed or line itemed in the audited financial statements. That speaking fees, for all I know, could get paid directly to Bill.
Right.
Or you get paid through the pass-through WJCLLC Corporation. The financial accounting is so slipshod, you can't tell what the Clinton Foundation is doing with their money.
And you can't tell where it's all coming. And when you break it down, as Peter Schweitzer did on some of these things, you know, Jerome, where, you know, when you've got uranium involved, I mean, just dealing with that and the pass-through, and you follow the money, even, you know, what Hillary Clinton says with these things. I mean, she self-indicts herself. She says, follow the money. Well, you look at the uranium deal and how Putin ends up with 20% of the country's uranium, to me, borders treason.
Well, and Bill, it's a very important question. And, you know, look, I think Peter Schweitzer is right about paid to play.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the emails that we're going to get now are going to prove the Clintons were regularly emailing the Clinton Foundation, with Huma Abedin passing the emails over to the Clinton Foundation, and to Neil, Doug Band, who's been the body man of Bill Clinton, who's now multimillionaire as a result of this scam. You know, the whole thing is a money machine. And what my book points out, where it's different from Peter Schweitzer's, is that you can, any person who's given a dollar to the Clinton Foundation, can demand, can go to their state attorney general and say, I want a criminal investigation of the Clinton Foundation. And if this has enough people in a state demanding a criminal investigation, you know, you could have a class action suit, you can get a lawyer. One state attorney general, and I've got the list of all attorneys general in the United States in the back of the book. One attorney general, as I point out, you know, partners in crime, can shut down the Clinton Foundation internationally while that state conducts its criminal investigation.
Well, can't they, even if it hasn't been $1, I mean, in a sense, when they have gotten their hands on government money, doesn't that open up the door? Because in the name of we the people, they have violated a public trust, have they not?
Well, that's a good point, Bill. And I think, you know, I point out, for instance, within the Haiti scam, that Bill Clinton, both the Clintons got in the middle of all the money. Bill Clinton got appointed special envoy to the UN. He was on the Haiti Commission. The people of Haiti are still protesting that the Clintons stole, you know, one of the studies I cite in Partners in Crime said only pennies on the dollar of government money got to Haiti. The rest went to Beltway firms associated with the Clintons.
Exactly. Yeah, it's absolutely disgusting. And, you know, every once in a while you still see pictures of the people in Haiti outside of the Clinton Foundation there in New York saying, where's our money, right?
That's right. And outside Trump, they want Trump to make an issue of this in the campaign.
Wow. There's lots of things and lots of dark holes to go into right now. And here we are just about 70 days plus days out. He's got to pick and choose his battles on that one. Dr. Jerome Corsi, New York Times bestselling author, making a case for why Bill and Hillary should be prosecuted and why the Clinton Foundation should be shut down. In his new book, Partners in Crime, The Clinton Scheme to Monetize the White House for Personal Profit. Dr. Corsi, is always good to have you with us.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Contour Next and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
God is on the move.
Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 3 hours coming your way, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And if you're in Alohaville, like I am these days in Hawaii, it's 3 to 6 in the morning, very early. But hey, we're up and rising, and we're excited to be sharing the truth and pursuing it, no matter where it leads us. Dr. Keith Eigel is with us right now. He is the founder of the Leaders Lyceum, Leadership Development Institute, specializing in developing leaders for effectiveness in all areas of their life, a whole person approach, you might say. And for the past decade, Keith's research interests have been focused on adult development and leadership effectiveness, incorporating all aspects of work, whether it's work, family, and into a leader's developmental journey. Dr. Keith Eigel, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. Let's look at the leadership styles and what's being represented to the voter politic this election season, particularly between the two primary candidates here, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. You say they fail the leadership test. Break it down.
Well, I think the most important thing is to understand that that leadership is best predicted by where we are on a knowable developmental journey. And that journey extends through adulthood. I mean, that's the work we do, is trying to grow leaders. And it's also detailed in our book, The Map. Mm-hmm. Which really lays this out. But understanding that at lower levels of leadership, it goes at worst from a very me-first, win-lose understanding of the world. My world and my understanding of it is no bigger than me.
Mm-hmm.
At the next level, also ineffective, is a very sort of outside-in, blame-oriented not taking responsibility. I'm going to let others determine my understanding of the world. And I think, you know, what we're seeing with these candidates is a lot of evidence that they may be making sense of the world at these lower levels.
Mm-hmm.
At higher levels of leadership, there is an ownership of values and an understanding that is bigger than ourselves. You know, just last night I watched a documentary on Reagan, one of the American mm-hmm. Experience pieces.
Right.
And it was remarkable how he owned his values and his perspective and how his focus was bigger than him. So I think the way the populace is reacting to both of these candidates, you know, is partly driven by this sort of intuitive understanding they have that this is not right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's bigger than the, you know, there are two ways that we grow. One way that we grow is that we just add to our knowledge, skills, and abilities. And when you look at either Trump or Clinton, there's no doubt that they have highly developed ideologies and skill sets and communication abilities and all these things, but we've all known really smart people who are not great leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really what's more important in terms of their leader effectiveness is where they are in this developmental journey.
Well, you have to really be of strong character. I mean, you mentioned Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was, I would say, I mean, as much as you can humanly assess this, was a man of integrity. He was true to himself, knew who he was. In this particular case, where you have a professional politician, where, you know, you look at the political process and the psyche of a true politician, it's all about avoiding landmines. And there's little accountability. And I would think that Hillary Clinton represents the ultimate political personhood in obfuscating and avoiding accountability. And so that makes leadership very difficult. On the other hand, you've got Donald Trump, whose ego is so huge that he can't admit any fault because he just doesn't have the capacity. I mean, it is well grooved in. So it is kind of a clash. And that in and of itself, I would think, would compromise credibility and leadership quality. And then let's bring in the dynamic of the media, particularly as it targets one Donald Trump. I mean, they're constantly taking every word that they can possibly grab a hold of and beat him over the head with it. Now, it's kind of hard, and unless you have that sense of integrity like Reagan, to know how to turn those things around, it's very difficult to be able to battle that out. Am I assessing that correctly, Dr. Igel?
Bill, I love everything you just said. You're on target. And so you've got these two bases that align with what I would call the lateral skills, the knowledge skill, the ability, the ideology, the behavioral, here's what I'm going to do. And they populate the left and right wings of the distribution, but there's this huge chunk of people in the middle that are looking at their character. And the character is better understood as we lay out in the book. I mean, if any of your listeners are interested, have them go to themapthebook.com. There's enough of an overview there.
Yes.
Just to begin to get an understanding of this. But it will make sense, and it's going to be. I'm really anxious to hear how Donald Trump's visit to with the president of Mexico goes today, and what
yes.
he has to say. And do we begin to see a side of him that is bigger than what he gets out of it?
Mm-hmm.
Is he able to show us that he can actually bring together divergent points of view in service of a larger whole? That's what great leaders do. That's what Reagan was so effective mm-hmm. at. You may not even agree with his ideology. That's what Franklin Delano Roosevelt was so sophisticated at.
Mm-hmm.
Is he brought divergent points of view together in pursuit of a larger whole. And that is a higher level of leadership. On the mm-hmm. map, that is level 4, level 5 leadership.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, Keith, you know, the thing that you have to consider particularly, and I was very pleased because I've been talking with several insiders with the Trump campaign. Because here you have a businessman. I mean, he wrote the book, probably the second best-selling book ever, with The Art of the Deal. He understands what that represents. Sometimes I wonder, you know, as you opened up and at the very beginning and talked about win-win, because I've always been, you know, maybe because that's the way our dad raised us, is that it had to be win-win. And win-win doesn't mean you win at somebody else's expense. I'm not sure that Donald Trump is totally there, but he's had enough business success to where I think he has a better glimpse of it. And can he be outside of himself, as you say, and be the kind of leader that is required at this time? Because, you know, we're looking at, again, I quote my father, it's using the right tool for the right job. And right now, when you look at America, what kind of leader is required of America today? What is being demanded of us right now as a country to get back on track when 7 out of 10 of us agree that we're on the wrong track? What kind of leadership is required in order to do that? And I have maintained for quite a while, gosh, I remember even speaking to my father here. I don't know why I'm going down this reverie here with you, but when I was little, I said, Dad, I think we need to call time out on the government. I think I was 10 years old when we had this conversation. I said, I think we need to call time out on the government and really have somebody come in and just kind of, you know, fix the mess, straighten these things out, outside of the interest groups, outside of all these other influences that are compromising the effectiveness and the budgets of our country. I don't know. Maybe Donald Trump's the guy. I don't know.
He might be. I really hope, Bill, that what he can show us is that this sort of win-lose, black-and-white, zero-sum game kind of presentation that he's made early in the campaign was a strategy.
Right.
And that he can actually make sense of the world in a bigger, more effective way than what we've gotten to see. And you're right, the media clipping out things that reinforce that lower level message,
right,
are not helping that case.
Exactly.
We're going to have to look deep.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Igel, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Yeah, themapthebook.com, and we overview the leader levels there. People will get
exactly. You know, you've been hearing about Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients keeping the body healthy. Bill Martinez Live now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 ORAC points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 855-305-8326 or BillMartinezLive.com. Longevity, that's 855-305-8326.
August is National Immunization Awareness Month. Parents, this is a reminder for you to take your adolescents and young adults to their healthcare provider to get any recommended vaccines before they head back to school. This includes vaccines to help protect against meningococcal disease, an uncommon but serious bacterial infection that can attack without warning. With recent cases and outbreaks at colleges and universities in the U.S., it is important that parents talk to their healthcare provider about getting their children vaccinated against meningococcal disease before they go back to school. Dr. Richard Chung, Director of Adolescent Medicine at Duke University.
Two different vaccines are needed to be fully immunized against meningococcal disease, a vaccine that helps protect against groups A, C, W, and Y, and a different vaccine that helps protect against group B, also known as MenB, which accounts for nearly 50% of all U.S. cases of meningococcal disease in 17 to 23-year-olds.
Visit www.stopmenb.com to learn more about MenB and available meningococcal vaccines. This message is sponsored by Pfizer, Inc.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, DanPilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Booyah!
Just another Spanish love song.
Don't be afraid. You will not be hurt if you comply. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's James Hurston time. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, aloha. How are we doing?
Hey, aloha to you. Hey. I guess you're still on the Big Island, huh?
Yeah, well, still on Kauai, not necessarily the Big Island, but we're here for another week, and then we head to Maui to go and hang out with the little one, you know?
Oh, that's so much fun, though.
Yeah, we are.
That's so great, Grandpa.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Appreciate it. Hey, can we talk Trumpocrats? What's going on?
Yeah,
we got the Democrats leaning to go Republican, huh?
Yeah, I mean, this is a super PAC. And just to remind everyone, we used to call these entities political action committees. But since Citizens United and another lower court, we refer to them as super PACs just because the campaign finance restrictions were lifted and entities can basically take as much money as they want from any kind of donor.
Mm-hmm.
So
theoretically still in this country, though, right?
And, well, yeah, I mean, no, the law says that it should be in this country, yes.
Yes, right.
Unlike certain entities.
Yeah, but Clinton Foundation.
This is called Trumpocrats PAC, and basically it's the idea of it is to reach out to Democrats, particularly Bernie Sanders supporters, mm-hmm. who distrust Hillary Clinton, oppose Hillary Clinton, and are ripe for the pickings for Donald Trump. And the guy who set up the organization is a lifelong Democrat. He's from Virginia. His name is Christian Rickers, an interesting guy, a local operative. He actually was in a position, which was an assistant in the Department of Housing and Community Development of the state of Virginia, appointed to that position by Hillary's VP nominee, Governor Tim Kaine. I just find this fascinating. So this guy's been making the media rounds, and he's talking about the fact that, there are many Democrats like himself, particularly in the swing states that they're going to focus on, and this entity, Trumpocrats PAC, is going to focus on the grassroots, which is just what the Trump campaign needs because,
exactly.
Trump doesn't have the infrastructure that Hillary does. So this PAC can help provide at least an alternative infrastructure. And essentially, the focus of the Trumpocrats and their website and this guy, Christian Ricker's, has been on the economy. It's the economic devastation that was caused to communities across this country as the result of the terribly negotiated trade agreements that benefit special interest, that don't benefit ordinary people like us. Mm-hmm. And Rickers comes from, was, as he described it, a town that had 25 manufacturing plants 20 years ago, and they're all gone except one. And the only wow. candidate who's talking about this is Donald Trump. And then they also talk about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the trade agreement from hell that's being kept a secret from the American people, which Hillary has publicly supported over 40 times, mm-hmm. which she now claims that she's against, which mm-hmm. literally none of the Sanders supporters believe. So right. this is it. This could have an effect as one particular outreach, because, you know, when you think about the Sanders supporters, Hillary's the polar opposite of Bernie Sanders. Hillary gets cash from big buck donors. She's got conflicts of interest galore. She's got endless support from the mainstream media. And she's a globalist. And she did, as I mentioned, support the Trans-Pacific Partnership 40 times publicly. Mm-hmm. And Sanders people don't trust her. They feel like the system was rigged. The WikiLeaks revelation, which led to the resignation of then DNC chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz, mm-hmm. They watched that happen. So they're really going to be open to this Trumpocrats' effort in places like Pennsylvania, Ohio, Virginia, North Carolina, and Florida.
Yeah, we're not even talking coal here. We're just talking just basic business and the economy. And, of course, to your point regarding the TPP, Hillary said it's the gold standard, right?
That's right. She did. Yes. Yeah. It's just and did a reverse. The only reason that she did a reversal on the TPP is it was during the primary. She felt the need to do it in order to kind of squelch the surging Bernie Sanders campaign at the time. But she's kept with it because she feels like she has to court that portion of the Democratic Party. I think Democrats are against the TPP in large numbers. So she'd wait till after the election and then switch.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about a real quick summary, James, on the TPP. What is the main issue in the conflict and difference between Trump and Hillary on TPP?
Well, the main difference is Trump has been against the Trans-Pacific Partnership from the get-go. Mm-hmm. He is 100% against it. He wants it to be torn up and possibly renegotiated. Hillary, most people suspect, because of the fact she supported it 40 times publicly and called it the gold standard, is for it. And we don't really know what it contains. We just know that the special interests are the people who have been controlling the content of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Now, I know that because of the fact that I follow Hollywood, and the Hollywood lobbyist in the form of former Senator Christopher Dodd had a hand in writing portions of the Trans-Pacific Partnership that Obama let them write based on Hollywood support of Obama. And there's draconian anti-piracy and copyright laws that the Hollywood entertainment establishment was unable to get through Congress that they've stuck into the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Now, I only know that because WikiLeaks leaked out some of this content. But there's a lot of the Trans-Pacific Partnership that's kept a secret. Believe it or not, your representative, my representative, the listener's representative in Congress, in order to look at the content of the TPP, have to sign a confidentiality agreement that prevents them from disclosing what's in it to their constituents. That is anti-American.
Is this like Nancy Pelosi's "we got to pass it to find out what's in it" kind of deal?
It is.
And then we hear "Pop Goes the Weasel."
It is. You know, we should be against it just on the basis of the secrecy. And the other thing is, and unfortunately Republican establishment people betrayed us in this way, but they give President Obama what's euphemistically called fast-track authority.
Mm.
Fast-track means unconstitutional power to actually write the agreement and approve it on his own. And he has proven that he should not be vested with that kind of power, and certainly shouldn't do it because it's against the Constitution.
Yeah, oh, by the way, yes.
Yeah, which, so in my view, we're well-placed in opposing it. And then we look at the track record of the other agreements. Interestingly enough, some of the Trumpocrats refer to NAFTA as SHAFTA.
Yes.
And so, you know, and NAFTA is one of those trade agreements that, oh, who supported that? Hillary and Bill Clinton. And Bill
right.
Clinton signed it. Mm-hmm. And NAFTA is a quintessential agreement that has not benefited the American people, that has cost us our industrial strength, jobs, weakened the country, and weakened the economy.
Yeah. All under the guise of free trade and fair trade, but for who, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Unbelievable.
So, you know, the Trumpocrats have a website, TrumpocratsPAC.com. I have no association with them, but I want to see them be successful because I think their plan is fantastic, and I think these outreaches are going to bear fruit. We're already seeing it in the polls.
Yeah.
The polls are tightening. The Democrats are afraid. Be afraid.
Exactly. Well, you know, the thing that is clear is now as we get closer to deadline time and time to pull the lever, people are realizing, I mean, rhetoric aside and all the political mudslinging and everything else, I mean, there's a clear differentiation between these two candidates. I mean, there's no gray area here, is there?
No, there. You know, it really couldn't be more distinctive. And the press nitpicks about this supposed change in immigration. But if you look at the border security, because Trump has not changed his view on border security, you look at terrorism in the form of radical Islam, and Trump has not changed his position on that. You look at foreign policy. You look at the tax plan, the economic plans that Trump has set forth, and those that Hillary set forth. What you see is Hillary is Obama the sequel. And,
yes.
And Trump is a fresh, populist, right-of-center approach that is what, it's a wish list for what Republicans have been wanting for decades, including this outreach to minorities and the outreach to Democrats, which I believe is bearing fruit. Because, you know, there's a new poll that shows...
we got about 10 seconds left here, James.
Yeah, Trump is basically in a dead heat. Trump is gaining on Clinton. And, it, you know, they want to say, it's too little, too late. And we haven't even passed Labor Day.
Exactly. No question about it. The debate is coming, and the conversation will continue. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, as always, thank you so much for being with us.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.